Matt Barrows joining us now, Whiskey, Wine, and Spirits Festival. Join KHDK this Friday, California Museum. Step back in time, enjoy an opulent party. Reminisce of the Great Gatsby era where Matt was most comfortable. Finest whiskeys, wines, and spirits from around the region included, and live entertainment and delicious bites. Purchase your tickets at KHDK.com. We'll have a pair of tickets to give away to this in the next segment from the Sacramento Bee, SacBee.com. Our good friend Matt Barrows joins us. Hi, Matt.
Boy, I bet the 49ers would like to step back in time.
Oh, it was so...
That was the best I could do with that.
No, you did fine. I said you did great. You're right. I wish. I'm watching the game. And let's start with this. Please define as best you can, Dr. Barrows, a dead arm.
Well,
do you want me to give you one?
I don't know if dead arm is the right definition. To me, dead arm is sort of a colloquial thing that, you know, people throw around. It means the same as camp arm and tired arm. But there is something called dead arm syndrome that is actually a medical condition, and that's a little bit more nefarious. And to every indication to this point is that Kaepernick does not have that, that he has the more run-of-the-mill issue that happens when you overwork your arm. And maybe do so after coming back from an injury, and you haven't been throwing as much, and that adds up. I mean, he went from not throwing at all back in May to now going through Chip Kelly practices. So that makes sense. The question, of course, is, you know, how long is this going to take? How long will he be out? He indicated the other day that it's something that they want to get on top of now, you know, before the regular season begins, because it is something that if you try to work through it, it never really goes away, and it becomes a longer-term issue that does take longer to deal with. So the question is, does he take part in these practices this week with the Denver Broncos? They've got joint practices on Wednesday and Thursday before their game together on Saturday. There is a very short practice later today, starting at 10:25, that I'll attend, and all eyes will be on Kaepernick to see if whether he is doing any passing at all.
Matt, is it too much to speculate that this fatigue, and as well as his struggles with accuracy over the last season or so, can be traced back to his what appears to be a distaste for working on his mechanics?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's really, to me, everything I've heard is that, you know, here's a guy that you know, is intent, very intent on regaining his starting spot, and he was, you know, starting from behind. He didn't take any of the spring reps or very few of the spring reps in practice, and realized that he had allowed a lot of ground to make up. And I think it's just somebody who was trying too hard to catch up to Blaine Gabbert, and took a lot of you know, extra throws because of that. And you know, it's a lesson for all the kids out there. Sometimes you can work too hard, and now every school kid who's listening to this is going to be on the sofa saying, "You know what, Mom? I don't really want to do my homework. I don't want to work too hard today. I don't want to hurt my brain. I don't want school brain to inflict me." But yeah, you can overdo it, and I think that's what Colin Kaepernick did.
You know, Matt, I'm curious, when you look at this team last season, there's plenty of changes, including at the head coaching spot, and it's a completely different system that Chip Kelly has them in, supposed to be a much quicker system. They had some pretty bad turnover problems as it was last year. We saw them in the first preseason game, which I think is pretty typical for a preseason game. But under this new system offensively for Chip Kelly, how much can turnovers rearing their ugly head for this team again really affect this defense?
Well, you saw it. You saw it in this game. I mean, the 49ers won the statistical game pretty dramatically. I mean, we're talking about yards gained and yards per play, et cetera, et cetera. What they didn't win is the scoreboard. And as Chip Kelly noted, that's because 14 points went in the Texans' favor. As far as the defense, you know, they're already behind the eight ball in terms of the pace of this offense. So if the offense not only is getting on and off the field quickly and putting the defense on the field quickly and is turning the ball over, that's going to be a huge problem for Navarro Bowman and company. To me, it was a bit fluky. Two fumbles in a game from your running back—that's quite rare these days. I don't think that Carlos Hyde has ever had a fumble problem, at least not recently. So, I think we can dismiss this as a fluke unless we see it happening again in the Broncos game on Saturday.
Matt Barrows joining us, covers the 49ers for the Sacramento Bee, sacbee.com. Matt, what came out of the preseason game that we liked as Niner fans?
That third drive and then into Thad Lewis's drives, you know, the 49ers were in control. I mean, they were very much pushing the pace, and I think the Texans were very much struggling with that pace. Once Blaine Gabbert got things going, it was his time to leave the field. So we really couldn't see the real secret weapon of this offense, which is just attrition, what it does to a defense. And I think that if Gabbert had a fourth, a fifth, a sixth series out there, things would have been a lot differently. So that was what they were taking away. Gabbert's take at the end of the game was that we wanted to show ourselves that we could get out there and run this offense like we knew how. And I think that was satisfying for them, that they had at least that one drive where everything was clicking like they thought it could. Because, in that offense, once you get that one drive going, it leads to drive number two and three and four, and you start to have that pace, that unrelenting pace that Chip Kelly's offense is famous for.
Matt, I'm curious, when you look at the quarterback kind of battle that's going on in San Francisco, Cap doesn't play because of the injuries. Gabbert doesn't really play particularly well or well enough to kind of edge out Cap this early in the preseason. But then Thad Lewis comes in, and then he gets injured, and that completely loses him for the season with that ACL. How much is that going to affect this quarterback battle if those two can't figure out who is going to really edge out the other and win that starting spot?
Well, you are starting to run into a numbers issue. I mean, the 49ers have been going through these practices, which Chip Kelly says are high in passing volume, with four quarterbacks. Now they definitely have three, and they may have two. So, if that's the case, if Kaepernick can't practice this week, they have to add at least one, maybe even two other quarterbacks to this mix. I don't think that certainly doesn't help your quarterback competition. I think Chip Kelly wanted as much top competition for that number one job as possible. The guys that you bring in at this point are merely camp arms. So, the bigger issue is that if Kaepernick can't go this week and can't play in the Saturday game, then it's Gabbert. Who's the starter to begin the season? That doesn't mean that Colin Kaepernick won't start any games at all in 2016. I think he probably will. I think both will. But this quarterback competition to have the right to start for week one, that would pretty much be over, I would think, if Kaepernick can't play in two games.
Mm-hmm. Matt Barrows of the Bee joining us on KHDK talking 49ers. Matt, what's the feeling on how the offensive line performed in the first game?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good. A bit staggered. There were some mistakes made, but again, when you come away with 236 rushing yards, that's a pretty good game. And I thought that some of the guys who are really fighting for starting spots, Trent Brown, Andrew Tiller, both had largely good games. There were mistakes here and there. The Carlos Hyde fumble was because those two guys, the right side of that line, did not get off the snap very quickly and didn't get to their guys in time, or at least get to their opponents before their opponents got to Carlos Hyde. So it wasn't perfect, but by and large, they played well, and I think that's exactly what the 49ers are looking for. They're looking for competition. They're looking for multiple possibilities at each of these spots, and then because of that, each of those spots will get a little bit better. It's a far cry from last year when they were just sort of randomly plugging guys in and out. The 49ers never began one of their preseason games with the same starting five who ended up starting against Minnesota in week one last year. You know, that was just how they were grasping at straws for a while. There seems to be more certainty that they have the guys this year. Now the question is, which are the right guys, and you know, how soon can we get that right, that starting five in gear, in order, so that they can play a couple of preseason games together?
Nobody covers the Niners better than Matt Barrows. You can check him out, sackb.com. Also follow him on Twitter. Matt, we appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Matt Barrows joining us. 11th caller right now, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, gets a pair of tickets to the Sacramento Wine, Whiskey, and Spirits Festival.
Spirits.
Is that what it is?
It's a Whiskey, Wine, and Spirits Festival. Thanks. California Museum, Friday, August 19th. That's this Friday. I like to mix it up. Finest whiskeys, wines, and spirits from around the region at this great Gatsby-themed party. Go to KHGK.com for details. We are nice enough to infiltrate. The good TV people are nice enough to host the rabble from radio
rabble,
over here.
Rabble.
They're doing a fantastic thing with the Red Cross telethon out here at Good Day Sacramento headquarters, as I call it, CBS 13 headquarters out here on KOVR Drive. Like I said, we need Cage to K Drive. We need to do that. That's when you know you hit the big time. All kinds of stuff going on, guys. The floods in Louisiana you've seen on TV, the forest fires out here in California, and Red Cross is right there on the front lines. To donate, please call 877-239-2931. That's 877-239-2931. On behalf of all of us here at CBS, we thank you. Also, L.A. floods. L.A. is in Louisiana. One word, L.A. floods, to 90999. That's 90999. Just text LA floods there, $10 donation gets made. We'll take a break. We'll come back and finish off the show right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Okay. Sorry. You have your whistle. For who?
I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay. Well done. You just threw everybody off on the whole, you know.
I know. I was a little worried about doing it here at Good Day.
That's why they don't let us. They don't let us in this building.
Hey,
it's Dave and Katie.
Radio folk.
So proud to bring you the following words from our good friends over at Sleep Train. You know, Katie, I'll sum it up like this, actually. We'll lay off all the good deals they have going on right now.
They always have
good deals.
You're not going to find any better, so
no,
there's that.
I spent Thursday through yesterday. I was in L.A.
Yeah.
In between a hotel and my sister's house.
Right.
Now, the hotel I was at, I'll put it out there, it was the Beverly Hilton. That's a great
hotel. Yeah, it's a great
hotel. It's an unbelievable.
And hotel beds are very nice.
Very nice.
But.
Very nice bed. But it's not my Sleep Train mattress. It's not my Tempur-Pedic.
It's not the same.
It's not the dual base. I don't have the vibration. I don't have the adjustable base stuff. I don't have the USB ports on the side. Every time, and we say this all the time, but every time we leave town, it makes us appreciate what we miss in our mattress.
Well, you were traveling and doing fun stuff. I was at home recovering from surgery,
and
I had to sleep sitting upright
for the entire
week.
Come on.
Whatever.
Come on. Cosmetic.
Elective surgery. It's not cosmetic. Okay. It's so I can breathe out of my left nostril.
You've got a mouth and another nostril to breathe with.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a totally different conversation.
Okay.
But I had to sleep kind of sitting up, you know?
Yes.
And so with the adjustable base, you can like put your head up. You can put your feet up. You can even get massages. That got me through my surgery. And last night, I'm happy to say, I got all the stuff taken out of my nose. And last night, I got to sleep flat for the first time in a week. It was phenomenal.
It's all part of the Superior Service Best Selection and lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.